This is the podcast for passionate, sex positive, and pervy people. Entertaining and informative discussions about the latest in sex and sexuality. From ethical non-monogamy to kink to dating and romance and everything in between. She is legendary syndicated talk show host and sex therapist Sue McGarvey. He is notoriously naughty international radio host John the Milkman Milky. This is Turned On with Sue and John.
Welcome back, pervs. We appreciate your company here on Turned On with Sue and John. I would be the John. Well, that didn't sound right at all, did it?
Yeah, but that would be very accurate.
She would be the Sue.
I am the Sue.
Coming up this week, this is your teaser, by the way. We're going to tease you with all these goodies coming up on the podcast. I want to gush like men in pornos. You've got your weird sex facts of the week. You've also got some of the best sex toys under $40. You're going to go over those in just a little bit.
Yes.
It's been a very busy week in the kinky confessional. Oh my goodness, some of the things you have confessed this week. Hot! We also have your complete guide to not intercourse, but outer course. So, you're a swinger. We're going to address one of the biggest things that people are doing that you should not be doing. That's coming up. And also, you want to get laid? Sue's top three suggestions. Let's get turned on with Sue and John.
Find us online at turnedonpodcast.com.
Sue, let's begin today with a listener question. Someone wants to know how they can gush like men in pornos. They want to increase their ejaculate volume.
Yes. And people think, and there's a lot of confusion about sperm and semen. We talked briefly about it last week that it's, you know, 95% of it is water. So if you're dehydrated, you're not going to make the kind of gushing that they have. And in porno, just so you know, if it looks like they're shooting like a milk cannon, understand that's fake. Understand that a lot of guys, there's a lot of porn guys that have a little tube that runs under the base of their penis, and it's filled with, you know, cream colored looking fluid. Oh yeah, it's a thing.
What?
So if they look like they're, doing, you know, bukkake all over one person as one ejaculate, because the average amount of semen is between 3 and 5 milliliters or 10 cc, named after the band, right? Or the band.
Yes, it's a dreadlock holiday, right?
It's a dreadlock holiday.
Things we do for love.
Things we do for love, not a huge amount of volume. That is, you know, even if you use some of these tricks I'm going to tell you, it's still the loving spoonful, the other band name.
Sue's on fire today.
I know. That is the thing. So if you feel like you are sort of, you know, covering the walls, it's a fake bag. Okay. Number one, that's so don't believe everything you see on pornos. Number two, so if you want to increase the volume, and it does by everybody I've spoken to, having not had a penis, if you can increase the volume, it increases the orgasm. You have more pulsing. Okay. Fair enough.
Right.
For some guys, it thinks it's masculinity, but there is confusion. It's not going to increase your sperm quality. It's not going to, you know, by you doing this, going to make more babies, etc. However, there are ways to do it. Number one, apparently smoking, especially including weed, decreases your sperm and semen volume. So you want to do that. Obviously, decreasing masturbation, if you can pent up and all of those tiny fluids and those tiny, like the tiny tubes that you have full, that's where you get blue balls if they're all full, can be so full that all you want to do is climax, and it can be the most amount of being closer to the 5 milliliters as opposed to microliters, as opposed to the 3. You can do it increasing it by pelvic floor exercises. Everybody Kegel, pretend you're peeing, and then squeeze, hold 2, 3, 4, release, squeeze, or do my favorite activity is get an erection, throw a wet face cloth over it, move the erection up and down. That works too. And there is a whole thing about mindfulness and, you know, doing that whole, I'm going to attract more semen. I don't know. Some people, it really works. It's that mind over matter. It's the visualization technique. You know, some people say it really does work, but I think you should drink more water and not be dehydrated, because you're going to be more likely to do the larger amount.
Here's what I love about this question, because I think all guys marvel at what they see on porn, and they're like, I can't make that happen. And if you do, you know, you're probably at a very small percentile. But if you've ever videoed yourself coming, I mean, and then you do like a stop frame, I mean, it looks like a massive amount. It really does. And then, of course, you recognize that, well, it didn't, you know, it didn't land all over the place in that same volume, if you will. So that's fascinating. Okay. Thank you for the question.
And who would have videotaped them and done it by frame by frame? Just
me. 100% me. Do you know me at all, Sue McGarvey?
Yes, of course I do.
Why else would I be on this podcast if not for that?
For 30 years. Of course I do. So it's like unbelievable, but it never occurred to me. Okay. So try this at home, folks. Get out your camera. And if you're worried about it, and yeah, make sure you work on those Kegels, drink your fluid, and stop being paranoid about it. 10 cc's, baby.
Your questions for Sue McGarvey, always welcome. Sue at sexwithsue.com, or hit the contact link on the very sexy revamped turnedonpodcast.com.
Turned On with Sue and John.
All right, Sue, time for this week's weird sex facts.
Sometimes it's weird sex in the news, and sometimes it's like things that are anatomy, but this time it's strange things that have happened. So apparently in the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, they basically made their beds out of recycled cardboard, but they promised they wouldn't collapse during sex, provided it was only two people. Airweave bed manufacturer said the bed frames would be able to hold up to 400 pounds or 440, you know, in structural integrity, but they could not have more than two people. So apparently there were stories of beds breaking out of cardboard. I don't know. I keep thinking cardboard, but apparently because they didn't need them to last that long. They just needed to last them for the 2 weeks of the Olympics. And, but they didn't, they weren't there for the orgy beds, even if you put them all together. So I thought that was funny.
I love it.
The original cut of Tim Allen's Santa Claus, there's a phone number in the background, and it turns out the phone number says 1-800-SPANK-ME.
Oh.
Apparently it was cut from all the home media releases after a kid in Washington called the number, which led to an active sex hotline, Spank Me, and racked up a $400 bill.
How did I not know my phone number was featured in a film? Dang.
I know. 1-800-SPANK-ME. You would have loved that. Yeah, absolutely love that. There's a new, the National Health Service in the UK, all those Brits, put out a new sort of public, you know, it's apparently a public thing that condoms should be replaced every 30 minutes when engaging in long sex sessions. I don't know who stops to take off their condom and find a new one and re-put it on if you're doing these marathon sex parties. And speaking of sex parties,
yes,
there is in the book, The Dune, there they talked about, you know, how are they having sex in Dune? Well, apparently the Freeman in Dune was like a pretty raunchy thing. And I read it back in the 80s and I haven't read it since, but there was a whole bunch of orgy mentions involving spice that didn't get brought up into the movies. And apparently they, I don't know, recycled fluid. So there was a whole lot of stuff going on about that. So anyway, so condoms every 30 minutes and making sure you keep your orgies and your you know, long going sex things. So if you're wondering about how the Freeman and Dune have sex, apparently it's a whole thing. Brad Hubert wrote all that stuff. And finally, a 1971 essay written by science fiction author Larry Niven, talking about having sex with Superman would certainly have killed Lois. The essay was a whole sort of very formal essay and is believed to inspire certain scenes in the infamous comic series, The Boys, now the Netflix series. So if you're watching that, you can start to see it. It came from a legitimate, you know, sort of essay around popular culture about how Superman sex would probably kill you.
There they are, this week's weird sex facts.
Turned On with Sue and John. Online at turnedonpodcast.com.
During the break, I've been giving this some thought. We need to develop an app that tells people when it's time to change the condom as you just mentioned in our weird sex news of the week. Can you imagine the turned on sex app? Ding, 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 ding. Congratulations. You're about to hit the high score. Change your condom to advance to the next level.
Yes. And by the way, is your soundtrack to say, you know, tell us about your soundtrack. And are you listening to Turned On with Sue and John? Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
We have any app developers out there? Come on. You
want to
do
know.
This as a fun thing.
Oh, please get in touch. TurnedOnPodcast.com. Sponsored by Eden Fantasies, which would be a great place to go if you're looking for some of the best new sex toys, Sue.
Yes. So I reviewed them because somebody invited, you know, I was talking to somebody about the ducklings and they said, Sue, we need some more toys. You know, I'm a guy, I'm pretty in the know, but I don't know what the hell I'm doing in a toy store. I am completely confused about it. What do you suggest? What's the new toys? What's new in toys? And so I love our friends at Eden Fantasies. God bless them. They're so adorable. God. And so anything that had to be rated, it had to be under $40. And it had to be rated 4++ in terms of stars, some of them 5 stars.
Okay.
So one is called the Freestyle, which is a soft sucker with a set with a little case, and it's super discreet. And it like vacuum sucky girl thing, suck, suck, suck. You got it. There was one called the Vita, which looks like a bunny on a stick with little ears that did it, but it's long. So you can use it around the head of the penis, the back of the testicles, nipples, clit. All of that piece. It's not an internal one, obviously, but it works really well. $39. There's one that looks like a tongue. And I keep saying for a long time that women don't need another one that looks like a penis. They can borrow a penis, but they all want tongues. And the original tongue was like a foot high and it was like this massive thing. These are little ones. This one's called the Ego. So I'm like, don't you Lego my ego.
It's just glowing there.
I know. And it has the little lips and it has the little tongue. And oh, it's so cute. Again, $39. And finally, there's a couple of them. The Vibro Titty Hugger. Now, that actually comes in at $59. But I love the name, the Vibro Titty Hugger. And again, sort of a breast pump. Very cool. But you can use for both men and women, little nipples. Or for $39, our Electra Plus nipple clamps that have electricity as well as vibration. I know you like that. I am not so, you know me, I don't like pain, but it's a thing. So if you haven't been on Eden Fantasies, those are the top picks right out. You know, spend very little, get them shipped. And I have talked to their customer service team and they are delightful. Oh my God, they're so nice. So give them a shout.
I am off to find electrified nipple clamps now. EdenFantasiesSYS.com. Ow.
Turned On with Sue and John is brought to you by Eden Fantasies. Ready for a little undercover fun? With Connection, you are always on a secret spy mission for the most intense orgasm that will not be detected by anyone. This is more than a vibrator. It's your partner in crime for a sneaky escapade, or a third accomplice when you're doing the nasty with your partner. Get yours at EdenFantasies.com/turned on, or click their banner at TurnedOnPodcast.com.
Turned On with Sue and John.
This is episode number 77 of Turned On with Sue and John, and this is a first in 77 episodes. Two words, armpit sex. Technically three words, I guess, but armpit sex, Sue, seriously?
No. I think armpit is one word. You know, if you're talking about an armpit, I think it's one word.
I think you've got the option there to spell it as one or two, but anyway, I digress.
Right. Axolism or masculinia. I'm struggling to
say
it, so you shouldn't. I know. It's a sexually attracted to armpits. So we all know that smell is a powerful force, and even Napoleon, apparently he used to write Josephine and said, don't wash, especially your pits. Like he had a thing. And there's a whole discussion about whether or not you want to shave or not, just kind of like crazy bush down below. Some guys love the natural look where you've got the hairy pits. If you go on my Sex with Sue website, have a look at my Demi Moore. She's got the crazy bush.
Remember that. Yeah.
Oh, it's something, but mm-hmm. I didn't see her with the crazy pits, but apparently it is such a thing. It's essential femininity for some of these people. I was reading about the paraphilia and why it leads to an eroticism, and it can be a fetish, but it also can be biologically imperative, right? They say that, you know, that men particularly like you know, women who have that, the, you know, boobs, because it means fertility, and hourglass figure means fertility. And for guys, if you have a great ass or good abs, it means you can thrust. And women, it's very primal that they'll be thinking they can get pregnant. That's a true thing.
Okay.
So apparently, you know, in terms of if you can have hair, it actually, and what it does is it holds the pheromones. So you're more likely to put off that scent. That's what pubic hair does, is it holds the scent so that you're more attracted and being able to, you know, spread it out far and wide. And that's what it does for underarms. So there's apparently a link between, you know, vag and vag armpits, and it's called, get this, bag piping. So bag piping is sex in your armpit. Usually it's unlubricated friction because it's kind of like the bagpipe, right? Or they sometimes call it the spice box or embalm nest. Well, I didn't know about that. But bag piping is our new word of the week, everybody. Guess what you get from the Urban Dictionary? Bag piping, which is unlubricated armpit sex. And it's a real thing. So if you're feeling like you want a new orifice, maybe give bag piping a try.
Turned On with Sue and John.
I can't believe I have to tell you again, but I'm going to tell you again, listener, on your knees. Our listeners like that. It is time for the Kinky Confessional, where you can reveal through us anything that pertains to sex that you would like to admit to the world. It's 100% anonymous. There's no phone number required, no email required, nothing. You just enter in whatever it is you would like to be your kinky confession. First up, this person, I think, was actually looking to contact the show, but okay, they put it in the Kinky Confessional. We'll read it. Would love to hear a review of male masturbation toys. This kind of ties into what we talked about just a few minutes ago with EdenFantasies.com. From pussy sleeves to the auto blow that syncs with a porn video. Is that really a thing?
It is a thing. It's the new AI technology. It was at the Chinese big sex toy show that they had one that did that, with that linked up.
I'm happy to try it and review it on the show.
I know you are.
100%.
So we're going to, I put it in my list, show notes for next week. I am going to review all of the new ones, and I'm going to see if we can get you some samples.
Yay!
So that you can try it in real time. But in the meantime, the auto blow, as I was saying, they're the neatest thing. I got one. They're like this giant package, giant package. And what happened is that they have an inner sleeve and an outer sleeve, and the outer sleeve's full of, like, you know, motors and things. And they have a warning: do not use without the inner sleeve, otherwise you tear skin. I'm like, I don't know why you have to have a warning about that, but apparently.
Well, because it gets you out of a potential legal situation. That's why it's on there. I think I have seen this, by the way. I think I saw a video where a guy was actually tied up and one of these was put on him. It looks almost like a router, like a, you know, a construction worker would use.
They're something. Yeah, lovely.
Oh, crazy. Okay, yeah. We'll review that for you. I love it. All right, Kinky Confessions. This person says, I went to Cinema L'Amour in Montreal and gave a blowjob to my partner in the theater. Many people in the theater are going at it. I've heard that about those theaters. It's kind of what they do there.
I said, I have been to one. The one in my neighborhood, actually. And you open the door and it just smelled like semen going up the stairs. And I'm thinking, ooh, I don't know if I'd even, like, I stood at the door and watched it, and there were people in there. And there was, you know, a lot of members out, you know, literally member out. But I wouldn't sit on one of those chairs without a raincoat. Like, ick. But good for you. Blowjob at a cinema, off your bucket list.
Hey. It's hot, and that's what counts. Thank you for your kinky confession. Here's another one. My kinky confession. I just joined Ashley Madison. There you go, Sue. You're a big fan of them. This person says, oh, my God, where has this been all my life? You go. Nice.
I know. Well, it's, you know, they got a lot of bad press for a while, but I think they're a particularly well-run group, and they have this whole section for ethical non-monogamy, maybe something you look at, and they call it disclosed or non-disclosed kind of involvement, whether or not you're an ethical non-monogamist or just a non-monogamist. We're not here to judge. Figure it out. It's a resource for a lot of people. Just saying.
Glad you found a site that works for you. And our final kinky confession this week, I am the vice president at a very well-respected business that caters to a very elite clientele. I have a food fetish, this person says, in that I love to pay women to smear food all over my naked body, cakes, fruits, even baby food. If anyone at work knew this about me, I would most certainly be out the door. My kinky confession, and thank you for this space. You're welcome, and thank you for your confession.
I know. So obviously going to a dom and getting women to do that, or paying women in a, you know, who are entertaining businessmen in their afternoons, whatever floats your boat, babe. That's all good.
You will find the Kinky Confessional on our website, turnedonpodcast.com.
This is Turned On with Sue and John.
You've heard of intercourse. Yawn. How about the much more exciting and new and improved outer course?
What? Outer course. Not to be confused with foreplay. Foreplay is building up to intercourse. Outer course is a thing in itself. It's just doing it. Anything else but penetration, vaginal, anal, as long as it's not that. It's a very much a queer thing. So it's the idea is there's a, I've got a new book that I'm going to send people. If you write me, sue@sexwithsue.com, the ultimate guide to eating out and those who like it, right? Said we're going to have that, you know, packing a lunch, going down. And this is things like scissoring, using legs and rubbing. Okay. It's frotteurism, where you're doing friction, sort of this is the dry humping, fingering, oral, hand jobs. And, you know, they talk about the safety tips, right? Making sure I had a client, I swear to God. And he said he, you know, had a thing about being pegged and cool. But apparently his partner had gouged him so badly with her artificial nails. She got the fake nails and used her fingers and was in the moment. Uh-huh. And he got cut and it's sort of a recurring injury. So make sure you cut your nails or use gloves. Gloves help a lot. But list of all the spots over the around the body that you like. What's the menu? How do you like to be touched? Are you able to do this? Because outer course as itself is cool without having to worry as a lead up, which is very much, you know, old school sex. New school sex is anything goes, including our aforementioned armpit sex, bagpiping, right, or other kinds of turn-ons using different parts of the body is where it's at.
Turned On with Sue and John. Available on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and BlastTheRadio.com.
So, you're a swinger. It's time for this week's Swinger segment. People, you need to stop trying to convert vanillas. Right, Sue?
It's a thing. It's the two things. I just did the same thing for dating. Generally dating is stop trying to go on regular dating sites if you're looking to be at the bottom of the orgy pile. Like, it just doesn't work to convert them. Same thing happens with swingers. Don't go to regular vanilla sites and hope.
Right.
Don't, you know, it just doesn't work. It's really not a thing. The other thing I was saying is chill out. And we've talked about this is stop immediately. Even if you're on a swinger site, is immediately going to sex. Like, you go from zero to sexting in, you know, 1.2 seconds. Is, hey, how are you? What are you wearing? You know, the idea is some of the lifestyle is making friends that you fuck. Yep. Right. It's be interesting, be able to do that date. You know, there's the sites like Cassidy or Adult Friend Finder or SDC. And the idea, and somebody had a great quote that said, swinging is a lot like adding salt to a recipe. You can always add salt, but you can't subtract it. So you need to de-chill. You can't just immediately do that. Don't be going. So chill out. And whatever you do, don't try and convert your friends, your coworkers, and to go on vanilla sites, hoping that you're going to find somebody to do that. It's just, it doesn't work.
I learned that.
It just makes you feel like the creeper.
Yeah, I learned that early in my swinging adventures. Short story for the listener. I run my own internet radio station. And when I first launched it, we would actually broadcast live every Friday night from a swingers club. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we would encounter a lot of people who had no experience with swinging whatsoever, but they were fans of the radio station and they would start showing up. I had an experience with, I'm kind of telling tales out of school here. How do I do this delicately, Sue?
Somebody
showed up with a lot of questions, and I was happy to answer those questions, giving them a bit of an education, which, as we've already discussed, is don't put yourself in that situation. Find people who are already educated on the subject. But You need to have conversations. You can't be a jealous person. All of this back and forth. Anyway, long story short, they eventually showed up with real estate brochures in hand because they had found a house for us to live in.
That's going, wow. Yeah, you're not even sure you're there, let alone Polly, let alone Polly living. Oh, my goodness.
I was just there hosting a radio show, Sue. I wasn't even part of the scene. So, yeah.
1,000 steps without taking the first one. I call it dipping a toe.
Turned On with Sue and John.
Final segment on this edition of Turned On with Sue and John. Don't forget our website is turnedonpodcast.com. Wherever you are listening, Apple, Google, Spotify, if you would rate the show, we'd sure appreciate that. And your feedback, of course, is also welcome. All right, your happy ending this week. So, you want to get laid? Here's Sue McGarvey with her top three suggestions on the topic.
I've had a lot of people ask me in roundabout ways that they're not getting enough and they want some more help and what do they do? And I, you know, I've been talking about the fact that I got a new book out called It's Stand Out by Chilling Out. It's a guide for men, basically about stop being the retriever trying to hump your leg, like stop going from, you know, hi, how are you, to sexting in 0.1 seconds.
Because that's every guy in every girl's DMs, by the way. It really
every
is.
Every single one.
And it pisses them off.
It pisses them off. Yes. If you would chill out, if you would start talking to them, you're going to be bending over a whole pile of women because they're as soon as like they want it. They just don't like that. Don't feel like you're the retriever.
Okay, but how do you walk that fine line between being that dog that is in their DMs and driving them crazy and being put into the friend zone?
No, you need to be flirty and you need to learn how to flirt. That's number one.
Right,
listen,
okay.
Compliment, and let them know you're interested. That's absolutely allowed. And you need to have more than one on the go so you don't have that whiff of desperation. Mm-hmm. Because if you're having that anxiety, that's not going to happen. And, you know, you made a point about how men on FetLife aren't often, you know, the women don't respond.
They never
that,
do.
And that guys may not have more than one, but if you...
I've actually said this on FetLife. If you're a guy, do not expect a reply because you're not going to get one. I could post 100 things on FetLife right now, Sue. None of them will even be so much as acknowledged. I'm telling you.
Yeah, and it's that's hard. So if
but
you
I,
feel
but
like
I also get it because women, I mean, like it's every, like I said, every guy at every moment is in their inbox with the same thing. So if a woman wants that, she already knows there's 1,000 options out there. She doesn't need to be communicating with you on FetLife or wherever.
Right. So the slow burn wins, number one. And you may need to have a few of them on the slow burn so that, you know, the cycle is such that one's at the top. And I know it takes work and most guys are lazy and they're not doing the work. But I'm telling you, if you do, you're going to immediately be blocked. You want to pay for it if you're desperate. Just go pay for it. If you're feeling really desperate so that you can't wait, you know, spend the $100 going for a rub and tug. Spend sure. $200 and, you know, get a one of those business women that entertains guys in the afternoon. Understand.
Sue, where are you going for $100 and $200? Well, maybe.
Well, I've seen. No, you can for $100 plus tip. You can do a half hour rub and tug. You can.
Okay, inflation. I've seen
some spots. Low. You may come across as low status. You know, clothes make the man. So you want to be looking nice because
that's
a lot of
great
guys
point.
Are still stuck in the 80s clothes. You want to smell nice because women, I had a guy at group therapy the other night and everybody wanted to come over and hug him because he smells so good. I actually made sure I sat beside him because he smells that good.
There's a lot to that, guys. There's a lot to that. It's so true.
Yeah. And, you know, there's the other piece about guys that can be defensive. They're not taking up the space they could. They're trying too hard. They're using dating apps to try and get laid. But most importantly is to ask for what you want without being creepy. Like, don't get there. And like I said, you want to wait until she brings up sex. You do not want to bring it up and you need to have volume. And so you do that by going to places. You know, I said that I had that Swingland book, that book for guys who want to be in the lifestyle, because those women, and you still have to do all of the things I just talked about, even if they're at least a warm market versus, you know, the straight vanilla singles who want the white picket fence and the happily ever after.
Right.
Thanks for tuning in and getting turned on with Sue and John. New episodes every week. To get in touch, find us online at turnedonpodcast.com. Until next time, stay naughty.